Hey y'all, and welcome to Honey Sex Podcast. Okay, how y'all doing today or whatever? Hope y'all having a good day. Sorry, that's like my New York accent. I be trying, you know what I'm saying? But it be hard, okay? You want a hot zork or something? I can do that real good. Give me a couple more tries. I get it together. So, this week was like kind of like a little busy for me. That's why I'm a little late on the podcast, but I'm here, okay? And I hope y'all is ready for today's segment. We're going to talk about car sex, the tricks, the positions, and the tips. Because car sex is like fun as fuck, but at the same time, you be like nervous. Like, oh my God, am I going to get caught? Am I going to go to jail? Like, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to be a war star? The shame room? Like, it's so many fucking blogs and shit out. You be like, what the fuck? Like, you know, gotta be careful. Like, slow the fuck down. So, hope you guys have a blessed week. I'm gonna jump right on into it. So, the first tip I can say from having car sex is to make sure you are parked in a quiet, dark area, okay? But safe at the same time. Like, you don't want to park somewhere where people can drive on past and, oh shit, look at her tuning her ass up, or look at her giving oral sex or something like that. But you don't want to be in an area where it's a gang of crazy shit, raccoons popping out, possums, they try to attack you. They try to attack you, scratch the car up, like some wild ass shit. Like, no, for real. Because I know for sure in Malibu, the little quiet places and shit, they be having coyotes, okay? Imagine you having sex, you look up, like, you know, at the window, you see a fucking coyote watching you. That'd be some shit. Like, what the fuck is what the fuck is going on? What type of Discovery Channel shit is going on right here, okay? I'm trying to get my nut off. You know, a little climax, and it's fucking animals watching me. I'm not saying that's wrong with that, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. Okay? Tip 2. Please wear something comfortable and something you can easily snatch off. If you have a whole fucking jumpsuit on as a woman, the man gonna be looking like, girl, what the hell? Where does it start? Like, where does it start and where does it end? If he has a whole suit on, well, that's not pretty much hard, because the man can always just pull their pants down. They got the easiest job ever, just to pull their fucking pants down. That's it. We gotta take the panties off, the bra off, like a whole gang of shit. Put the hair in the ponytail, especially if you gonna give oral sex. You get what I'm saying? We used to be like, goddamn, for real. And then tip 3 would be like talking a little bit, getting to the vibe, a little foreplay. Well, you can't do too much foreplay in the car, especially if the car is small. But tongue action, like feeling like on each other's body, him sucking your titties, like just kissing you and shit. Like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit, I'm ready. Let me hop on sap, period. Okay. And okay, let me tell you some positions, because those are like the 3 main tips that you always should keep with you. Safe area, but dark. Wear something very comfortable, and just getting warmed up and getting ready. You know what I'm saying? Oh, another big tip, number 4, is make sure you are not freezing, or make sure you are not too hot in that car. Like, set the temperature right. I don't know if you had to roll down the windows like a little bit, or I know you can't like turn the AC on all the time and turn the car off because the lights and everything will make it noticeable, but try to figure out some temperature, okay, going on, so y'all won't be too freezing or too hot, because that makes shit like, what the hell? I'm all dried up now down here, or he lose like his boner. I haven't used boner since fucking high school, but yeah, his boner, his wet, whatever y'all want to call it. So the top positions I would say that's not too crazy or difficult are, you know, like in the back seat, get in the back seat, y'all both can lay down, he is behind you, are you in the front, and you lift that leg up, and he go ahead and stick it in, go ahead and slide right on in and get them strokes in, period. And then while y'all laying down, nobody can see y'all, so that's like the perfect part. You get what I'm saying? Especially if you got tinted windows, for real. And Let me see. Ooh, another one is if a woman is laying down, or a man, whatever. I know, like, you know, for the, the woman or the man with their legs up, and the guy, go ahead and stick it right in. Your legs is up, so 9 out of 10, you about to have an orgasm, you about to climax, because he's literally hitting your spot, like, bing, 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 like, oh my God, like, you know, ooh, that sounds so good, I ain't gonna front. And the most, like, best position in the car is when a woman is on top, okay? She's on top of you, you're on top of him. And it's just so much passion going on, because y'all can be, like, tonguing it down while you just riding him and going crazy on the dick. Like, you know, all your juices is flowing. He's just like, oh my God, this is so fucking amazing. Y'all making eye contact, like, your body just gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, I'm about to just bust nut. I'm about to just come. Like, damn. That shit. I feel like when, like, a woman or whatever is on top, or a man is on top, I feel like it's more passionate, and it's more like, damn. Oh my God. I just, like, oh, I just love you. Like, ugh. Like, please. Like, it can even be a one-night stand, but that one-night stand is about to be bomb as fuck. If you know how, like, to ride good and move your pussy muscles and work that body, the nigga would be calling you, like, ugh, can I get another one-night stand? No, nigga. Remember, it was only one. Okay? One-night stand is only one. I hate that shit. Like, I remember in my past, I had a one-night stand, and the guy was calling the next day, like, sir, please. No. Okay? Baby boy. What beast won't be saying. Baby boy. No. Okay? Chill out. Back up. Okay? Chill out. That shit is crazy. This is another good position. Backseat doggy style. So, this sounds like a little crazy, but let me explain it to you all. So, backseats are actually great for doggy style, because both you and your guy can kneel on the seat and maybe even use the center console as support to help hold yourself up. Lean your hand against the window you're facing. Ooh, that shit's on fire, period, okay? So that's another thing y'all can try. I wonder how many people listening to this podcast have car sex. And kind of like funny car sex. Not funny, but like, what the fuck? I remember one time I was working out in like the hills by my house. And I'm just walking and shit. And I hear some noise. I was like, what the hell is going on? So I get next to a car and all you see is the guy just, you know, just beating her shit up. The car was like, damn. But she wasn't even moaning though. But he was just going crazy going in and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh no. Let me keep going. I'm interrupting them. Oh no. Like, oh no. I was like, oh no. Oh shit. So I was like, should I tell them that they not in a dark or safe area? Hello. Y'all in front of people's houses. The people can just walk out the house. Like, what the hell? So I ain't having sex, like, basically on my property. You know, that's not a good place to have sex, I don't think, either. From my personal opinion, like, in front of somebody's house, like, I know you parked and they could be asleep, but sometimes people don't be asleep. They be looking at the window like, what the hell is going on? And then they call the police, it'd be a whole big mess. Just try to avoid that as well. Let me tell y'all one of my experiences. So, like, when I have car sex, this shit be like super passionate, because it's somebody that I'm really like fucking with. So, messing with. I'll be cussing a lot in this podcast, sorry, don't kill me. And that should just be so passionate and so like caring, and like when he know your body in every spot and everything, like, and you just coming in climaxing, just like, oh my God, I'm just saying all types of crazy stuff, you be like, damn, like, this shit is good as fuck. You think you in the bed, like, you know what I'm saying? Especially for people that sneaking sex, that they're not supposed to let the person in the house or whatever situation is going on. Cheating, whatever. I know cheating is bad. Sorry to say, but I know people do cheat. So, I know people do have sex in cars, like, just so they significant other won't see them or whatever the case. But for cheaters out there, just know whatever happens in the light, no, what happens in the dark, comes out to the light. So, you might be cheating right now, but eventually you will get caught. Okay? I don't care if you was, like, the best cheater in the world. Eventually, you get caught. Okay? So, break it off with the person or figure some shit out. Okay? But anyways, I know, like, that's where, like, people really be having car sex. Or, like, after the club, you with your man, you with your girl, and y'all just drunk, and y'all just, like, got, like, an Uber or something. That would be so crazy. You had sex in the Uber, like, what the hell? Like, would the Uber kick you out? Or, like, would the Uber be like, what the hell, I'm watching? I think the Uber would kick you out, though. Uber would be like, what the fuck? Get your drunk ass out of my car. I can't be no Uber driver. That shit's stressful. Just for me, because I'd be like, what the hell are you doing in my backseat? Like, you know? Then you want to make stuff, like, super perfect. Like, oh, here's some water. Here's some candy. Here's some juice. And you never know who's crazy, like, who will hurt you because they're having a bad day. It's not for me. No way. But kudos to people that do Uber, Lyft, sidecar, wherever. Like, for real. Because y'all doing y'all shit out here, okay? And the taxi people. Kudos to you all, too. Okay, I didn't forget about y'all. So, yes. Back to car sex. I feel like oral sex and car sex is good too, like, because, like, you know, the woman can kneel down a man if he's eating the coochie, can, like, kneel down. Nobody can see you just going to town, like, even though it is in a small spot, but it's still good. Fuck it, try it. If y'all never had car sex, try it. If you have a garage where, like, okay, say, like, your kids are sleeping or you got the nanny over, the babysitter over, whatever, sneak to, the garage where the car is. Be mindful, be careful, because you know the garage is hot as hell. Okay, don't leave the car running in the garage. Turn it off, roll down the windows a little bit, okay, and just have passionate sex in the car and just have fun in the car, like nasty sexy fun. Oh shit, I forgot a tip. The other tip is, please clean up behind yourself after car sex, okay? Have some wet napkins, some tissues. I know sometimes car sex be, what's the word, like, unexpected. But, okay, if you know you're a little freaky, always keep some wipes in your car just in case. You never know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my thing is me saying clean up behind yourself because it's going to be nut cum, sticky juices, all types of shit. From the sex and shit, and then you pick up the kids the next day and I'm like, what is this? You have an accident with some milk? Like, why is it so sticky? You just put the syrup, like, you know what I'm saying? So just clean up. Even if you don't have kids, just, you don't want to be smelling like sex and see condoms and all types of shit in the car, like, what the hell is going on? What the fuck is going on? But for real, so y'all, I like having the pleasure to speak to y'all, okay? Every week and whatever. So, I'm about to head my ass out and go cook some food. And I hope you guys have a blessed week. Wonderful things are going to happen to you guys, okay? And just be grateful that you wake up and see another day. And that's it for honey. Bye, y'all.